Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome to Secret Artists Podcast, the podcast where funny people do art and have a chat. I'm your host, Annie McGrath, and this week I'm joined by the fantastic stand-up comedian, Esther Minito. We had a lovely time drawing away upstairs at the Camden Comedy Club. And if you want to see our drawings from today's episode, then make sure you're following Secret Artists on social media at Secret Art Pod. This is also the final episode of series 5 of the podcast. What a way we've come. So if you do enjoy the episode, then why not go back and listen to other episodes and leave us a nice little review. But in the meantime, enjoy my chat with Esther Minito.
Hello, Esther.
Hello.
Right, I'll read you out an intro to start. Esther Minito describes herself as a Lebanese Essex moron. She switched careers from teaching to stand-up comedy in her 30s after getting married and having two kids. Since, she's been on tour, won awards for her shows, and has appeared on Live at the Apollo, Stand-Up Sketch Show, News Jack, Evil Genius, and was the first female comedian to perform at the Dubai Opera House. Esther also co-hosts the brilliant podcast Ghastly Women with Lily Phillips. And I'm delighted to have her on the podcast. Hello, Esther.
Thank you. God, it makes it sound like you're a person, doesn't it, when somebody reads all these things out.
You've done shit. Well done.
Oh, thanks. However, it's lovely to be here.
Yeah, we're in the Camden Comedy Club.
We are, and I was literally here last night, so I feel like I just live here now.
Yeah. Was it a good gig?
It was. It was a nice gig. It was, you know, where you're literally reading out off a pad, so you're throwing shit at the wall.
That's exactly what I was doing last night.
But yeah.
In Balham.
It's quite nerve-wracking doing the old new material, isn't it? But it's quite good to rip the band-aid off and go, I'm just going to say shit.
It's freeing. And if it goes well, it's just so much nicer than doing old material.
Yeah. I find that there's almost like a weird culture where we just go, no, we're just going to do it. We're going to call it new material night and everyone's just going to do the shit that works.
Yeah.
And then how do we develop? Honestly?
I know. And it's annoying if you are actually trying new stuff.
And then everyone does.
I was chatting to another act before and I was like, oh, I'm really nervous. It's my first gig of the year and I haven't, you know, I'm just trying out this stuff. And she was like, I'm going to be honest with you. Yeah, I'm doing all old stuff. And I was like, fuck you.
Everyone does that. They always do the old stuff. And then the audience just go, oh my God, they were incredible. And that was brand new.
Yeah.
And you're dog shit.
Yeah.
And that was...
At least the notepad signifies this is new, so...
But they take the notepad out, don't they?
Sometimes, yeah.
And then still do old... We're just revealing all the tricks of the trade, but yeah.
But it's strange to be in this room, not at a gig. We've got the mic stand there.
Yeah, the light's not on though.
The faded velvet red curtain.
The God, light they need a pummeling.
That needs a wash.
They do.
I wiped this table with a bit of toilet paper before we started, and it came off black.
Oh wow!
Yeah. Anyway, it's a lovely venue. Yeah. Keep supporting live comedy. So talk me through your choice of muse. You've brought in this beautiful object.
I've got two of them at home. I use them as bookends and they are Buddha heads. And this is from when I lived in India. And we used to travel down. I used to live in an area called Chennai in southern India. And we used to travel down to an area called Mahabalipuram.
Wow, very good.
Thanks. It's the only word I can say. And... they used to have these guys who would just sit and carve. And they would carve, like, out of stone, out of wood. And they would just... There was some, like, incredible carvings. Mm. But, like, they would do carvings where they would carve, like, elephants, but with, like, mini elephants inside. I don't know how they did it.
Wow. So this is hand-carved?
So that's hand-carved. I had two of them. And one of them was he varnished it, and then the other one, he hadn't varnished it yet. So I was like, can I have it before you varnish it? And he said, yeah. And here it is.
Yeah, beautiful. I quite like that it's matte, not varnished.
Yeah.
The but detail is amazing, and such symmetry in the face.
I know. I just sat and like whittled away. You know, you're just like, God, people just are really talented.
Yeah.
And you're like,
how?
How? How can you just do that?
What were they carving with? Just a knife.
Just a knife. Yeah, just whittling away. Whittling
amazing.
Away. I know.
That's very cool.
I'm always impressed. I'm really impressed by people who can dance,
mm-hmm.
people who can sing, and people who can do art.
Carve.
Those are, and people who can carve.
Yeah.
Turkeys, chickens, yes. Just the amount of roast dinners, my mind has been blown. But I'm like, because those are things you can't learn.
Yeah, it's
I mean,
true.
You can improve, but you've got to have a natural flair for it.
Do you reckon?
Yeah.
I reckon you could learn to dance or sing.
I don't think you could learn to sing. I think you can have lessons to improve, but I think if you are, like, look at Florence Foster Jenkins. She threw all.
Nice.
So Florence Foster Jenkins. She was incredibly rich and she just wanted to be a singer.
Yeah.
So she had all the money to throw at it.
And
people would go to like these huge theatres and she'd fill it out and she'd stand on stage and just be like, ah, and
oh
people would just
God.
Go, oh my God, it's amazing. It was pure Emperor's New Clothes.
Do you think people
about
were going...
It. David Mills is in it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What's it called? I'll watch it.
Florence Foster Jenkins.
Good name. Solid name. do you think people were going to watch to like hate watch her, or do you think people were like actually thought she was good?
I don't know.
Bit of both.
I don't know. I've got no idea. That's the maximum amount of knowledge is there. It
okay.
ends there. But
do you know what she's doing now? Maybe
well,
she's carving.
Dead.
Oh, she's dead. Rest in peace.
What you weren't expecting in this podcast is a real hate bashing of,
yeah, of a dead person. Don't speak ill of the dead unless they're rich and untalented.
I went back and did adult ballet recently.
Did you?
Yeah.
How was it?
I was so bad.
Why did you go back?
Because
I'm going to start drawing, by the way.
Oh, okay. Do we have to draw this?
Yeah. Sorry. Right.
No, obviously we talk while we draw.
Yeah, sorry.
But that suddenly just occurred to me. I was like, oh my God, are we...
Shall I put him up there so we can see him a bit better?
Yeah. Do you think it's a him?
Be a good pocket. Oh, her. I thought her, but then you said Buddha, and I thought, is Buddha a man?
I don't know. Is it Buddha?
There's felt tips there, or there's charcoal, or these
wow.
are just pencils.
Wow. God, I can't draw at all, by the way.
Well, let's see. I think you can learn to draw.
Yeah, I mean, according to you, we can just learn to do anything. And
I reckon so.
I went to ballet. Do you do yoga?
I do, yeah.
See, I hate yoga. I find it really boring.
Yeah, I have a bit of a love-hate relationship with it. I find the idea of it incredibly boring, and then I always feel fantastic once I've done it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, you can draw.
Well, I don't know.
Is that why you're doing is that why you do this podcast?
Yeah.
Is it just a way
just
of humiliating?
Just a reminder, I can actually do other things. Yeah, I just really want to humiliate all the guests. So you went back to ballet.
I mean, going back to ballet is quite a
overstatement.
That kind of implies that I had some kind of kudos re ballet at some point. No, I needed to strengthen my. But I do a lot of running. But
yeah.
I needed to strengthen my. God, it's quite hard to talk and draw, isn't it?
It is. It's also I'm finding this angle really difficult.
So my physio was like, you've got to go and do ballet, you've got to go and do yoga, and I was like, I don't want to do yoga, I find it really boring.
What about Pilates?
I find that really boring.
Yeah, it's good strengthening though.
I know, but I find it really boring. So then I was like, I'll go and do ballet, that'll strengthen my core.
Mm-hmm.
And can't do ballet at all.
Was it all adults in the class?
It's all adults in the class, and a lot of people who had done ballet
showing off
and then coming back to it just to keep the kind of muscle memory going.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't have any muscle memory and can't do ballet.
Mm.
So I was just like, yeah, not very good at it. But I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
I won't lie. I did enjoy it.
What do you wear for adult ballet? Tutu?
No, because you're not... I think that'd be a bit weird, wouldn't it?
Yeah, maybe.
For a tutu. I wore just leggings and a t-shirt.
Yeah, classic.
The old classic.
Yeah.
Ballet. And then ballet shoes.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Yes. But I can't point my toes without my foot cramping up.
Oh, shit. That's from running, isn't it?
Is that what that is?
I reckon so. I've got really dodgy feet from pounding them, running and playing football and stuff.
Oh, you play football? Do you do the comedians football?
I do, yeah.
Oh, I always feel like that's quite cool.
You should come.
No, I can't play football.
Okay.
I don't even know the rules.
You pick them up. So it's all foot-based and occasionally on the head.
But I don't know how to play football, so I just annoy everyone.
So you run a lot. How often are we talking?
I run daily.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Do you do races?
I do, but I don't, like, not to win, obviously.
What's the point?
I did win one once.
Did you?
Yeah. Because
that's very
no
impressive.
One else ran.
Oh, that's cool. Wait, so they've still put on the race?
No, it was one of those Race for Life, but everyone just walked. So I was the only person who ran it.
That's so
And then they were like, you've won Race for Life. And I was like, well, yeah, because no one else.
Well, yes and no.
I mean, I think we can very much say that I am not the winner today in any sense of the word.
Did everyone think you were really obnoxious?
Yeah, today I am literally the biggest loser.
Were you running quickly?
Yeah, and I was just like pushing them out of the way, going, excuse me. Some of us.
Old people with sticks.
But I only did it to run the race. I just wanted my time.
What was it, a 10K?
Yeah.
How long did it take you?
I can't remember how long that took, but I did a 10K recently in Battersea, mm-hmm. and that I did in 51 minutes.
That's great. And do you do like park runs or regular 5Ks, or what's your preferred distance?
I do lots and lots of 5Ks, because when you run daily, a 5K is quite a good distance just mm-hmm. to get your heart rate up and mm-hmm. also not take up all your day. Mm-hmm. And then, but I do like, I think my favourite is probably a half marathon.
Oh, really? Which ones have you done?
I've done the Hackney half.
I want to do that. That's the flattest one.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. Did you win?
Yeah, won that.
I don't do it to win it. I just keep winning them.
It's really mental. Like, I'm like, okay, stop giving me all the awards. Did the Hackney half. I'm doing the Brighton half.
Oh, cool.
I've done the East Grinstead half.
Nice.
Classic.
Do you find it helps with your sort of mental health? Is that an element of it?
Oh, yeah. I have to just run until the crazies stop.
Yeah.
Like, after Christmas, Boxing Day, I did about 22 miles.
Just keep running.
Just keep running.
Never look back.
Never look back. Ended up on the North Circular at one point.
Really?
It's quite harrowing.
Tempted to just run across.
Just run into traffic. Did you ever see that?
Sorry, I love running. I won the Race for Life.
Did you ever see that documentary about there was two, I don't know where they were from. I'm going to say Polish, but mm-hmm. I'm not 100% sure on that. Oh my God, your drawing's amazing.
Oh, thanks.
Have you got an art degree?
No. Well, I did an art foundation course, so.
Oh, right.
Yours is great. Yours is much more considered than mine. I've got about 100 lines going.
Yours looks like an actual artist. Mine looks like something that's going to be put on the fridge.
Well, I am going to put it on the fridge.
How do you keep them?
Yes, please.
All right.
Is that all right? the Polish men.
No, women. There's these two Polish sisters, and they just kept running into traffic.
I feel like I have seen this.
Oh, yeah.
Are they twins?
Yes.
Yeah.
And they just kept running into traffic, but getting up again.
Must Isn't be so mental? Annoying to be those drivers.
I know. And then they just kept doing it. I don't know if they died in the end.
Yeah, I feel like I can't remember what the point of the documentary was.
They must have been on drugs, mustn't they?
Surely. We don't recommend taking drugs and running into traffic on the podcast.
Although that's how I won the Race for Life.
Did they give you like a gold medal?
No.
Did you stand on a podium?
No. Oh. It was the most depressing. It was also like in this airfield. So it was just this like four laps of a really flat... what's the word when something has no scenery? Scenic, what's the opposite of scenic?
Scenic. I don't know. Bleak town?
Well, there wasn't even a town. It was just a really
barren,
flat airfield.
Yeah.
And just did four laps of that. They were like, well done.
Whilst everyone else
here's
walked.
A bottle of water and whatever you get.
Banana.
And a banana. See you later, love. And I was just like, right, cheers. I'll be off then. They're like, you... When I came home, my wife was like, do you enjoy that? I was like, yeah, won it. Won that. So that's all.
One race.
Another day. Another day is Estimanito. Just yeah. Winning.
Elite athlete Estimanito. I should have added that to your bio.
I know. I wish I was really good. But I get really excited about like doing really well at a race. And mm-hmm. then you just speak to any man who mm-hmm. runs and they're all like, yeah, men can just run. It annoys me. Like, all my female friends, we're like, we'll go out and jog and just want to, like, talk and chat. And then blokes just go, oh, yeah, I might take up running. And then they just run everything really fast. And annoying. I'm like, oh, men are really annoying.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm quite addicted to the medals.
Yeah. What do you do with them though?
I've now got a medal case.
Nice.
On my wall.
A trophy cabinet.
And I hang it. And if... Do you put these pictures... Will this go on social media? Because that needs to be seen.
Oh, that's nice.
No, yours is amazing.
Well, I just thought I'd put some charcoal on it, but I think I might be ruining it. But we'll see.
Yours is so good.
Thanks, Esther. So you've got a trophy cabinet at home.
Yeah, so I'm just really addicted to the medals. Yeah. Like, proper addicted. It's almost like I'm a child. I'm just like, I just want more medals.
And so you have kids, right?
Their medals are not presented. If they ever come home with a medal, I just go, it's not as good as mummy's medals. You'll never be as good as mummy.
Can we put ours up? No. Not until you've won a race.
My daughter's actually, she's a wee little dancer.
Oh, wow.
And so she's got lots of certificates from dance. And I frame them all and put them up. And then she's like, that's really embarrassing. I'm like, why?
Got to be proud of your
achievements. Is it cringy?
I think that's sweet. How old is she?
She's 10.
Oh. And she's a dancer.
Yeah.
That's cool. What sort of dance?
She does tap, ballet, jazz, and Greek.
Oh, wow.
Don't really know what the
Greek... What is Greek dancing?
Don't really know. She just got a merit in it recently, but don't really know what it involves. I think... she seems all right with it. I didn't even sign her up to half of these things. She's very motivated. She just came home and went, from now on, I won't just be doing ballet. I'll be doing these four dance classes. So we now have to spend all our Saturday driving her from dance class to dance class. And it costs so much money.
Yeah,
but, you know, if she's that motivated, stop her.
And are you an arty family? Do you do art with your kids? Are they into it?
No. My daughter's into art. I'm not very good at art. And I find... Do you know what, though? This is quite nice, just having a little draw and a chat.
Yeah, it's nice. When's the last time you did this?
I haven't.
Ever?
Have I ever sat and done... I guess I build Lego with the kids.
Yeah. God, I love Lego.
Oh, no. I filled in the holes.
What's wrong with that?
They're empty.
Such sadness in your voice. That's all right. It's your interpretation. Also, I can see holes, but I can't see a gap from my angle. So maybe you're right to have filled them in. I've filled mine in. Look.
Oh, yeah, you have. Yeah, but you'll still look... God, you're so good.
No.
Why don't you just be a famous artist?
All right. Yeah, good idea.
I think you should.
Thank you.
So you do loads of creative things.
Yeah, but for what?
Is this charcoal?
No. I don't know what that is.
This is a nice pencil.
Yeah, that is nice. Was that in the box?
Yeah.
Great.
It's one of yours. No, I brought my own. Do you ever go Hobbycraft?
No, is that good?
Yeah.
What do you do at Hobbycraft?
I love it. I love places where you can just buy little, like, I love stationery. And
yeah,
me
too.
Pens and stationery. Get well into it.
Do you remember smelly gel pens?
They still exist.
Do they?
Yeah.
Remember when they got invented? That was like the most exciting.
You were in the lab.
Yeah, I remember when I invented them. Big day at work, that was.
It was a little bit like the time I won all the races.
Yeah.
Maybe we should just say that in our bios now.
Yeah.
Annie McGrath, podcast host, stand-up comedian, inventor of gel pens.
Smelly gel pens.
Oh, smelly gel pens.
Specifically.
By the way, yeah. I was listening to your podcast and then on Apple.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a thing?
Yeah, Apple podcast.
And I scrolled down and was reading the reviews and I noticed that somebody had said that they love to listen to this when they go to sleep.
Rude.
No, because they find it quite cathartic. And I realised... It's a little bit like when my kids were a little bit younger.
Yeah.
We used to put on Bob Ross and they used to just fall asleep.
Yeah.
And I think there is just something very relaxing about listening to somebody chat whilst colouring.
Yeah, I think that's true. People say it's sort of calming, but I worry if it's sending people to sleep. But
if they're driving.
Yeah.
I don't think it's sending them to sleep. I mean, I listen to podcasts when I go to sleep, but I listen to harrowing murder podcasts.
Yeah, that's what gets you going.
That's what... Well, it doesn't get me going, it relaxes me.
Do you not get scared?
No.
What, are you scared of anything?
Just not winning.
Coming second is
coming
my biggest
second
fin.
In Epping Race for Life. It doesn't scare me. No, I think it's... I do worry that I am mentally ill, though.
Because you don't have any fears?
No, I do have fears, but my fears aren't being murdered.
That's good. Confident lass.
I wouldn't say confident, and I think it's quite worrying how much... I think Crime Podcast has dehumanised what's actually going on. I feel like I'm quite dehumanised from it all.
Yeah.
Dehumanised, desensitised, and I feel like, because it's just become almost like you're just listening to a scary story.
Mm-hmm. But it's real life.
But why is it that so many women find it relaxing?
I don't know.
Is it because it's like
it
that's
strange.
The worst? Is it because it's almost like the women are always made to feel the most vulnerable to violent crime?
Mm.
So actually listening to it is a way of confronting your fears?
Yeah, maybe it's having some element of control over it.
Maybe.
I don't know, I find it too scary.
Do you?
Yeah, I think real life is scary enough. I don't really like listening to stuff like that. I get too frightened. I can't watch scary films.
Can you not?
No.
I love a scary film.
Do you? What's your favourite one?
Can't do eyes.
Yeah, I'm finding the eyes really difficult. That
yours
one that
is,
bulges
but the
out.
Thing is also because your one looks like their actual eyes, so it looks like there's no eyeballs.
Right.
So it looks kind of like it's a dead... zombie eye.
Yeah, they need to be a bit bulgier.
How do you show that?
Yours look good.
No.
No.
How do they look like? I guess, how do you make it look like there's a bit of...
A bit of bulge. I think maybe it's in the shading. So how come you live in India?
My husband's work moved him out there.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't married at the time. I mean, I was with him.
You're married to someone else.
I didn't just follow him down the road one day, overheard him talking about how he's moving to India and thought, yeah, I'll do that with you.
I'll do that and then maybe we'll get married.
Yeah, we'll just, that's us sorted.
Is this pre having kids?
Yeah, when you could do stuff.
Yeah.
So we lived there in South India.
Nice. And were you able to work while you lived there?
I did. I taught some corporate training.
Mm-hmm.
So I went into offices and trained people a little bit. And I worked for my husband's company training, just doing some English.
Nice.
In the office.
Mm-hmm.
And did that and then travelled about a bit.
Great.
had a good old time.
How many years were you there for?
About a year and a half.
That's cool.
Used to do meditation.
Do you still meditate?
No.
Running is your meditation?
Yeah. I do sometimes switch off, you know, when I'm running. I do worry about that I'll just end up... Like, I live near the forest, and I went running, and I ended up so deep in the forest, and I was listening to one of my murder podcasts.
Oh, my God. That I could not do.
And literally, it was like a Tuesday afternoon. There was nothing but trees. I was deep in the forest. It was really hilly. And I had, both headphones in, just... And then her body was dragged through. And I was just like, oh my God, I'm actually quite scared. So I manically ran, but it was so hilly, it just took me ages to get out of the forest. That was quite stressful, actually. That wasn't relaxing.
Yeah, that sounds very stressful. I'd be constantly turning around to see if there was
a man behind me.
No, not for me. Did you not think of just putting on some tunes?
I did. Well, I took the headphones out, actually, so I could hear the murderer coming.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So you could tell the exact point you would be murdered.
Yeah.
When you won the race for life, did you listen to crime podcasts along the way?
I don't know if I listened to anything. I have done runs where I've not had headphones in.
I don't think I can run anymore, really, without music. I used to be able to, but...
I like to run with music, but I do like... I've done a few road races where you're not allowed music, so I've got used to it, and I just watch the person in front of me and just get into the rhythm of their running.
What's your favourite running track?
Well, when I get to the end of a really long run and my legs are in agony, I love a power ballad.
Yeah.
Oh, coming back to me now.
Beautiful.
Yours is so good.
I like listening to Katy Perry Raw.
Oh, that's a good one.
It builds perfectly for a run.
Or This is the Greatest Show.
Is that from The Greatest Showman?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because on my iTunes, I have a mixture of my kids' playlists and mine. So sometimes I do switch off. And then the other day I realised that my headphones are actually playing really loudly, and I was listening to No One Fights Like Gaston, No One.
Oh, tune.
Yeah.
From Beauty and the Beast.
Yeah. But then occasionally you have, you know how you get into the rhythm of the song that you're running to?
Yeah.
And the song came on. If you're honest, let's do it. Genuine. Let's do it. Ride up my pony. So I started doing this weird, slow, sexual lollop.
In the forest. You've just been on tour, right?
I was on tour, and my tour's been extended, so technically still on.
Still on tour. How has it been going?
Still on tour. Esther Benito, is that woman still on tour?
Still?
The tour was lovely.
What sort of places are you going to? All in the UK?
I'd like to go abroad. Who will have me? Write in. Answers on a postcard.
How was Dubai? You did the Dubai...
Oh, yeah, that was great.
Opera House.
That was many moons ago. But yeah, that was great. That was really good. But the places I've got left on this tour... Is Bristol.
Nice.
Chelmsford. Southampton. Milton Keynes.
Lots of roundabouts in Milton Keynes.
Lots of roundabouts. And you've got the old Amazon delivery boxy things, robots.
Oh, is that where they're based?
Well, they all going around the streets.
Oh, weird.
It is a bit weird, actually.
It's a strange place, Milton Keynes.
Where are you from?
London.
Are you?
Boringly, yeah. Yeah, born and raised in... Don't I?
No.
What do I sound like? Where do I sound like I'm from?
I would say...
I went to a posh school.
Did you?
Yeah. No, what were you going to say?
I thought you'd be somewhere
on the edge of my seat.
Chichester.
Oh, God. I am from London. Moved to Oxford when I was 9 and a half and went to school there.
Did you go to Oxford Uni?
No. God, no. I went to Leeds. Leeds.
I like Leeds.
Yeah, fun place. Did you do Leeds on your tour?
I did.
Yeah.
It's nice, actually.
Very fun
I've never
place.
Been to Leeds before, but I've... Yorkshire's lovely.
Yeah, beautiful.
Just booked a little holiday to Yorkshire.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
And how was the transition from having a normal job into doing stand-up? Like, why? How did you make that decision?
Well, I kind of fell into it, to be honest. Never planned. The mouth is really hard. How have you done the mouth?
Yeah, the mouth is hard.
It just looks like a vampire.
It's a very small mouth, isn't it?
Yeah, but you... Oh. Yours looks like something from the British Museum. Mine just looks like something from fucking...
Yours looks great.
No, mine looks like something from Art Attack.
God, I loved Art Attack.
Oh, no, I've made him look like Hitler.
Oh, dear.
Oh, God. Look, how do you do the shadowing without making it look like a Hitler moustache? Hang on.
Yeah, it's the... what's that bit called? The philtrum. It's quite shaded. You say you fell into it.
Yeah, because my mate asked me to go and do a comedy course with her.
Oh, right.
And so I was like, yeah, all right, get me out of the house. And then...
Where was the course?
At Camden.
And what, it was a stand-up comedy course or improv or...?
No, not improv, stand-up.
Mm-hmm.
But I hadn't planned to do stand-up. I was like, I'll do the course, but I ain't getting on stage.
And your friend who you did the course with?
Yeah.
Are they still doing stand-up?
No. I mean, they're a performer.
Mm-hmm.
But
they didn't like it.
No, they carried on doing... I mean, they still do comedy, but, like, performance art.
Mm-hmm.
And they're a dancer as well, so...
Oh, nice.
So
did you do it and then you're immediately like, I actually really like this, or was it a slow progression?
Yeah, no, it kind of was. Like, something just clicked.
Sorry. Do you enjoy it, or are you ever like... Oh, I wish I had a normal job.
I do sometimes think I want to go and work in John Lewis.
Yeah. God, that'd be good. A discount.
I know. And they say that people that work at John Lewis are really happy. Did you know that apparently, this is what I heard, vets have the highest suicide rate of any profession?
Really? I thought it was dentists.
Oh, is it?
Correction, according to choicespsychotherapy.net and their 2023 study, medical doctors have the highest suicide rates, followed second by dentists, third by police officers, and fourth by vets.
Apparently beauticians have got the happiest demeanour.
Interesting.
They're the happiest in their work.
I guess vets and dentists have access to all the sweet drugs that can send you off.
But then why not doctors?
Don't have enough time to do it?
Maybe. So you think that vets and dentists are bored?
Yeah.
They don't
have... What should I do today? End it all. Oil or watercolour?
Watercolour.
Portrait or landscape?
Landscape.
Can you separate the art from the artist?
No.
Essex or Lebanon?
Essex.
Running fast or running far?
Far.
Anal or grouting?
Grouting. Always grouting.
Shag, marry, kill. Mona Lisa, girl with a pearl earring, son of man.
Shag, hang on, who is it? Mona Lisa?
Mona Lisa, girl with a pearl earring.
Okay.
Son of man.
I would shag son of man.
Yeah.
Marry the Mona Lisa,
mm-hmm,
and kill girl with a pearl earring.
Good choice.
Because she just looks a bit annoying.
Yeah, I agree. Talk about or think about art.
Think about it.
Looking at a painting close up or far away?
Close up.
Private view or view of privates?
Private view.
Dogs or rabbits?
Rabbits.
Tortured artist or rational teacher?
Tortured artist.
Painting from life, landscape or still life?
Life.
Art or music?
Art.
Art or comedy?
Comedy.
Comedy or ballet?
Comedy.
That's the end of the quickfire. If you could choose any painting or any artwork in the world to own, what would you choose?
I'd have a Van Gogh, I reckon.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What's your fave Van Gogh?
Someone when they're in the field.
Oh, yeah.
It's like two workers.
Yeah.
And one of them, the one who's... I remember this as a kid. One of them, if you look really closely at his face, it's such a weird face.
Really?
I remember it really weighing heavy on me as a kid.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because we had like a copy of it, a print of it, framed in our house.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, his face really does my head in. I'd have that one. Get to the bottom
choose
of it.
That. I'm going to look it up. I want to see what this face looks like. I can picture the...
hay bales.
Image you mean. I just...
He's a man, she's a woman.
Oh, when they're lying down in the field. The siesta after millet.
Yes.
And wait, is it her face or his... Oh, he's got a funny face.
Yeah, he's got the funny face.
That weird one.
Yeah, it just does my head in.
Yeah, because it's very...
why is he...
It's very abstract. He looks like an alien.
Everyone who's listening...
Yeah.
Get on Google, have a look. What's going on with his face? It's like a potato.
It is like a potato.
And what creeped me out... Oh, God, that's brought back. That's very triggering. I remember as a kid thinking it looks like she... So, oh, God, I used to have nightmares about it because she... to me, it looks like, as a kid, I always thought she's fallen asleep with him having a normal face and then she'll wake up.
Oh, yeah.
And see his face has changed.
I wonder why. Let's see if I can get any intel on this. What did I say it was called? After millet. Siesta.
Siesta after millet. What does millet mean?
Isn't millet that sort of grain?
Ah.
Van Gogh's siesta painting.
See?
So it was painted while he was interned in a mental asylum.
Ah!
So maybe it's like his face projected onto the man.
Oh! Isn't that mental? And yeah. I haven't thought about that painting ever since I was a kid.
But interesting that you got that sort of vibe from it even as a child. You were like, there's something not right about this.
There's something not right about his face. It just
felt... Yeah, he's in a mental asylum.
I just felt like he was quite... he wasn't...
he wasn't all right.
He wasn't nice.
And that painting's in the Musée d'Orsay, if anyone happens to be in Paris and wants to have a look. One of his paintings... Orchard with Cypresses sold for $117.2 million in 2022.
All right, so
that's his most expensive.
Many tour shows.
How is Canterbury selling? Do you own any art?
No.
No prints or anything? Got your kids' art on the fridge?
I have...
Too many of your medals in the way, probably.
Too many of my medals. I'll show you this. I have a... portrait that my son did of King Charles.
Oh, wow.
Hanging on my wall. I also have a portrait that my daughter did of a Viking.
Nice. Is your son a real royalist?
My son's a massive Tory. It's quite stressful, actually.
Did he paint King Charles when he was king or when he was prince?
It was for his coronation. To be fair, it was a school project, but the portrait really made me laugh and it's framed. And also my daughter did a picture of a fish. That's my son.
That is amazing. Can you send me that?
Yeah, you can have that.
I'd love to put that on the socials. It's it's a very cartoony image, isn't it? Profile.
And then this is... And then I've got this one.
How old's your son?
He's... Well, he was 7 when he did that. And then that's my daughter's picture of a Viking.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
That's a really good painting.
She's a good little artist, that one.
Yeah. I really love the teeth in that.
Yeah. It's good, isn't it?
Talented girl.
So, clearly not my son's got my artistic skills.
Right, I'm going to sign my picture and then I reckon I'm sort of done. I keep making it worse, so...
I've made mine worse.
I really like yours. It's really nice and delicate and... you've got the symmetry bang on.
Yours is like an actual person that has done it.
An actual person has done it. I'm going to have to...
What do you do with all the pictures?
They're currently under my bed, but my plan is to do an exhibition of all the artworks.
Where are you going to do the exhibition?
I don't know. Got any ideas?
Camden Comedy Club.
That's a good idea.
On a Thursday afternoon.
Yeah.
And don't frame them, just have them stuck with sellotape, gaffer tape.
With the old dregs of the pints as glue, stuck to the table.
Shall I sign? Oh, look at you, even your signature's arty.
Do you reckon?
Yeah.
Thank you, Esther. I love your picture.
Thank you for having me.
Have you got anything to plug? Obviously, your brilliant podcast.
My tour. And my podcast. Yeah. Just shout over you. I got there first. I won.
Ghastly Women.
Ghastly Women. Me and Lily Phillips talk about women what do crimes.
Yeah.
Well, they don't just do crimes. It can just be women that just annoy us.
Yeah.
So if you piss us off, you might end up on
Shit.
Ghastly Women.
Right.
And
noted.
And I've got my tour. So
what's your tour show called?
It's called Hell Hath No Fury. Nice. And I'll be on tour till about April, so please come along. And it's all just about the dredgery and the drudgery and the skadubbery of life with husband and kids.
Love
so
it.
Come along.
I'm sold. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for listening. Hope you enjoyed the episode. If you did, why not leave us a lovely, tasty review? It helps, as does cold hard cash. Speaking of which, you can make a one-off donation via the link in the show notes. And if you haven't caught up with the other episodes from Secret Artists, this is the final episode of Series 5, so go back. Have a look at other episodes. I've chatted away to loads of cool people. Jamie Dimitriou, Katie Wicks, Phil Wang, Alex Horn, Lolly Adefope, Ellis James, Aruj Ashfaq, so many people. So do check out the other episodes and make sure you're following Esther Minito on social media. She's on Instagram at Esther Minito and on X, formerly Twitter, Esther_Manito. If you want to see our drawings from today's episode, then make sure you're following Secret Artists on social media at Secret Art Pod. I'm on social media, of course I am, at Annie McTweet and on Instagram at McGrath.Annie and at McGrath.Art for my art. I should also say that the Polish twins referenced in this episode are in fact Swedish. Twist. And that documentary is called Madness in the Fast Lane on BBC. Anyway, enough about shows that aren't this one. Thank you to all our loyal listeners. And if you're a new listener, then thank you as well. We're going to have a break now before Series 6. Don't know how long that break will be, but watch this space. And take care of yourselves and keep enjoying going to exhibitions and creating art. Because what else do we have? Quite a bleak ending that, actually. Because what else do we have? Goodbye.
Secret Artists is a Turtle Canyon comedy production for Acast. Music by Alistair Clayton. Quickfire Round music by Steve Dunn.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.